output. These are great investments for us as a country. So the top line number really is less important, and I really mean that. We just have to arrive at the programs, arrive at what we're going to do, and then we'll work our way backwards and we'll get this done.
And just remember, $3.5 trillion is actually zero. This bill is not going to cost $3.5 trillion. It's going to cost zero. What a lie by the President of the United States. What a lie as he tries to hoodwink the American people into believing this is a zero-sum game. It's not. It is not. And one of the things I hope comes out of all of this is that the American people will see that this president must think that we're all a bunch of morons. That we can't figure this out. $3.5 trillion is not zero. I'm sorry, Mr. President, but you're lying again. Stay where you are. Coming up, Victoria Seaman, Las Vegas City Councilwoman, Ward 2. Yeah, and we'll find out what's going on in her district and across the city. We'll do that more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison and Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison and Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison and Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says Florida will fight efforts from the Department of Justice to silence parents at school board meetings.
In a tweet, DeSantis accused Attorney General Garland of, in his words, weaponizing the DOJ by using the FBI to pursue concerned parents and silence them through intimidation. Garland ordered the FBI to monitor the alleged threats after receiving a letter from the National School Board Association comparing parents' complaints at school board meetings to, quote, domestic terrorism and hate crimes. DeSantis notes harassment is already a crime in Florida and says state law enforcement is perfectly capable of enforcing the law with no intervention from the FBI. Bob Agnew reporting.
President Biden and Chinese leader Xi Jinping are expected to hold a virtual meeting before year's end. White House correspondent Craig Clugston reports.
Details are still being worked out, but an agreement in principle for the talks has been reached after White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan met with China's top diplomat. With tensions rising between the global powers, President Biden told Xi in a call last month that he would like for the two of them to meet. The White House has said it wants competition with China, not conflict. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Republican and Democratic senators have edged back from a perilous standoff over lifting the nation's borrowing cap. Democrats are signaling they're receptive to an offer from Republican leader Mitch McConnell that would allow for an emergency debt limit extension into December. McConnell made the offer late Wednesday. That was shortly before Republicans were prepared to block legislation to suspend the limit much further into December of next year. And as President Biden and business leaders ramped up their publicity over what an unprecedented federal default would mean for the nation's economy. On Wall Street, the Dow by 102 points, the NASDAQ rose 68, the S&P 500 advanced 17. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
The United States has killed Osama bin Laden.
Hours after that announcement, the White House leaked that it was SEAL Team 6 that carried out the operation. Al-Qaeda placed bounties on the heads of all Navy SEALs. Then just 3 months later, a U.S. Army helicopter carrying many from SEAL Team 6 and others.
Everybody out there, we have a fallen angel. A fallen angel. Roger.
Fallen Angel, Extortion 1-7. The story most Americans don't know. Watch exclusively at SalemNow.com.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
It's 5:04, and this is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCaster Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Kim Dallas. Well, Clark County's COVID-19 test positivity rate continues its decline, down another 0.2% to 6.7. The county is into the moderate category for the first time since the state mask mandate was announced in July. Nevada's two-week rolling rate dropped 0.2% to 8.6%. That's down from its recent high of 16.4 in the middle of August. As of yesterday, 54.3% of eligible Nevadans have been fully vaccinated. Martha Stewart has plans to open her first restaurant. And where else would you begin a restaurant chain than on the Las Vegas Strip, right? Well, the Las Vegas Review-Journal is reporting that a demolition permit for a space at Paris, Las Vegas, has been filed, which says the space is being cleared for the Martha Stewart restaurant. Spokespeople for Stewart and Caesars Entertainment have yet to comment on that, but other local industry officials applauded the news, saying adding another big-name restaurant coming to Las Vegas only enhances the city's image. There's no timeline on when that eatery is expected to open.
KMCQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Give yourself some extra time to squeeze through the spaghetti bowl right now with those lane restrictions. You're bumper-to-bumper in several areas. U.S. 95 South at Southern Rancho, 515 eastbound at Main, 515 westbound at Eastern, and expect slow flows through the airport tunnel, southbound Paradise at Russell.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three of Live and Local for a Wednesday. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you until 6 o'clock. Victoria Seaman is one of the people I love about this town because she loves her job so much. She is amazing. She is a Las Vegas City Councilwoman in Ward 2, and she joins us. You really do like helping people, don't you?
Yeah, and I really, really do love my job.
No, I, you know, you see so many people out there that are always lamenting how they don't like their job, they don't like their bosses, they don't like this, they don't like that. But you are so positive, and the fact is that when I look at the stuff that you do, just in Ward 2, the Saturday breakfast and the in fact you've got a new program that is out there, the small businesses, trying to help small businesses in your district. I think that's great. And you like doing stuff like that.
Yes. It was really important for me when I got elected to make sure that I was active in the community. And I think that we are probably the most active ward in the community. But, you know, I have a lot of great help because I have great assistants who we get to bring on when we get elected. And I think I've done a great job at picking the best of the best. So we are pretty active in the community.
I want to ask you about some breaking news stuff. City of Las Vegas is going to appeal a recent court decision that found the city took 35 acres of the former Badlands Golf Club course by making it impossible to develop. And the Badlands, correct me if I'm wrong, that's in your district, right?
Yeah, it is in my district. And when I ran for office 2 years ago in the special election, the Badlands issue was the primary issue facing constituents of my ward. And I was really vocal about it at the time, and that it could be a burden for all taxpayers in the city of Las Vegas, not just an issue that faces those who live in Queensridge. So it isn't that we are going to appeal it. We actually did appeal it today in the council meeting. And, you know, I had a bit of heartache about it because, you know, this thing could go on for years and years and years, just mounting up more legal bills. But, you know, today we had to make that tough decision, and I knew that at this moment that I didn't have a desire to get a settlement. This is my desire, that we meet with the developer and we find a settlement. But that didn't happen, and I'm hoping, I still have hope. I made a speech in council today, and I still have hope that we can come together with the developer and find a resolution. Otherwise, the legal bills will mount, and we could end up losing, and it's up to the Supreme Court.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, and I've been following this story, like all of us have, for like 2-3 years, and they've tried bringing people together and take 30 days and see if you can negotiate a settlement. They've done that. They've done all of that, and yet it's still on the front burner. Why?
Well, I'll tell you why. First of all, you have to have a developer and a council that's willing to sit down and settle it. And it has to be a reasonable situation. We don't have 4 votes, that I can tell you. We have maybe 3 votes. But you need 4 votes. That's number one. Number two, I don't know if it's just too far. It's gone on too long. But I will still continue to bring people together and try to resolve this. Because, once again, the legal bills are going to mount up. I don't know if we're going to get to the Supreme Court in a year or 2 years or 3 years. But the legal bills will mount up. So I am going to, as long as I'm sitting in this seat in Ward 2, I'm going to try to bring everybody together and find a settlement.
What is the settlement you think is out there to be had?
Well, that I can't answer. I can't answer because, you know, it's really up to putting the developer and the council together and find a solution. I mean, there's a lot of moving parts to this. There's a lot of different lawsuits out there, and you know, it's something that really has to be worked out or it's going to go through the Supreme Court. But it breaks my heart that we can't settle it, because taxpayers, again, are on the line for all this money.
And that's been one of the arguments, that if we don't take care of this, it's going to the cash register ring is going to keep going up and up and up, and it's going to cost us hundreds of millions of dollars.
That's correct.
Wow.
And I have to tell you, very few people that went through the Badlands situation are still on the council. I believe there's three or four that went through this, and the rest of us are new. We had never taken a vote on this council regarding Badlands.
So, in other words, are there minds that can be changed?
I hope so. I never want to lose hope that our council members won't have a desire to settle this, because we certainly can't afford to lose, and this, all the taxpayers are on the hook. This isn't going to be Ward 2 paying for it. It's going to be all of the city that will have to pay for this.
Let me just ask you, have the courts weighed in yet on this? Has this been to court?
Yes. We lost in the 8th Circuit District Court. We lost. That's what we appealed today. We lost. It was the Judge Williams said there was a taking.
Wow. Well, it'll be interesting to see. And again, if this goes to the state Supreme Court, this might be another year down the road, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's why I hope we can get together and settle this, because, you know, once again, that court ruled that it was a taking, so the Supreme Court can uphold it or strike it down, but we're going to be taking that chance while paying more legal fees.
What does your legal team say about this? Is this a slam dunk? Is this going to be...
No, I can't talk about it because it's pending litigation. So everything they tell us really is confidential.
Okay, fair enough. Let's talk about something more positive, and that is new business programs available to help small businesses. That's one of the things that I know you've always... In your time on the council, you've always put small businesses first, which I think is really cool.
Yeah, and one of the things that we never talk about is I want small businesses to contact my office if they have a problem, if they have an idea, if they're struggling with an ordinance. This is one of the things that I want to ask businesses out there to do. There might be a solution for you. So if you're struggling with something, or you're having issues with your licensing, or you have an idea, please call us. I mean, our office kind of thinks outside the box, and that's why we came up with this small business Saturdays that we do, you know, where we go out and we film businesses, and we are happy to feature them on our small business. And the city's going to be rolling out some programs to help small business recruit and retain employees. Part of the American Rescue Plan dollars that we have. So once again, there's so many opportunities for us to help these small businesses if they've suffered during the pandemic and haven't been able to completely recover, or they feel that we can help them. All they have to do is call us.
And where can they call you at?
They can call us at 702-229-2420. Or they can simply send us an email at ward2@lasvegasnevada.gov.
I've got to ask you the question, because it's something that people ask me. Where are we as a community on the Oakland A's possibly moving to Las Vegas? I know that Carolyn Goodman has been in talks with the A's. Other county people have talked. Developers have talked. Everybody has talked about this. Do you know where we are on this?
Yeah, we're talking. And I can tell you this. We are the sports capital now, right? We got the Knights. We got the Raiders. And we are working hard to get them here. And I'm hoping maybe there's a possibility we can get them in Ward 2.
Is there a site that is preferred by you?
Oh, yeah. We have some Hughes property up in Summerlin that would be perfect. So we're going to work hard on it. We're going to try to get them here. And my office and myself are going to try to get them in Ward 2.
Well, it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see how this thing plays out. I can't wait to find out, you know, exactly where the final site will be. Now that Summerlin site, is that City of Las Vegas or is that?
Oh yeah, Ward 2, City of Las Vegas. You know, I have that Summerlin area that goes all the way as far as we can go to the mountains. All that. That huge property that they're building out. That's all City of Las Vegas.
Wow. And you think that we have a shot at this?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Start getting excited. Have people just blow up our phones at City Hall.
I think that is great. Now, can I just ask you, because there are a lot of people that know that the A's are looking for some sort of Raiders-like deal, that the A's would create some sort of public-private partnership. Is that what you envision, or would you like to see somebody other than the City of Las Vegas actually pony up money?
Well, we haven't gotten to that point yet. We are just trying to get them to commit to coming, and then we can look at what's available.
Well, we will see what happens. Ceremonial recognitions today. Oh, what happened?
Wow. We had a 98-year-old D-Dave vet who the city worked with. You know, Dave started on it, my chief of staff, with me, and it went to Zach, who was in the mayor's office, and it took a good year and a half. And he had been working on it for 10 years with his family, and he got his Purple Heart. And we honored him today. The mayor actually honored him. And then we had the National Guard, the Air Force. We had everyone at City Hall today just to pay tribute to this World War II D-Day vet. And I have to tell you, this is how it all started. I actually met him when I was walking, when I was running for the special election in Ward 2, went to his door, started telling me his whole story. He ended up, he was making meatballs, had to feed me meatballs, and I found out that this wonderful man is a craftsman who does woodwork but does not sell his items. He only donates them to organizations to raise money for nonprofit.
I think it's great.
He got his, by the way, he got his wounds on D-Day, and you know, just the doctor who had treated him and the people around him had died, and so that's what took so long to recognize him, and he ended up. Listen, this is 70 years later. 77 years later, he got his Purple Heart.
I think that's great. Do we have his name?
To the city, right?
Do we have his name?
His name is, we call him No-No, but it's Onofrio Zakari.
Oh, that is so cool.
98 years old, but he goes by No-No.
And now I know why you like your job so much. You just
love my job.
You love your job. You make people happy. Victoria, always good to visit with you. If somebody wants to check with you about something in the city, whether it's Ward 2 or maybe one of the other wards, how can they reach out to you?
Same way. They can call us at 702-229-2420. One shout out. We also recognize our Olympic swimmers, and we're looking forward to seeing them in Paris 2024. We honored the gold and silver medalists today.
Oh, that is very, very cool.
Yep.
Hey, Victoria, always good to talk to you. We'll talk to you again soon, I promise.
You got it.
There Absolutely. You go. Victoria Seaman, Las Vegas City Councilwoman, Ward 2. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
What's the financial fill-up in retirement? Here's Coach Pete to tell you more. The sound effect? Well, you used to hear that when you pull into the gas pump. But a financial fill-up is a way where you take that lump sum that you've built up for retirement, but you have no idea what kind of income you can get from it, and you translate it to a lifetime monthly income once you reach retirement that you can never outlive every single month. You get another check.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text VEGAS to 600-700, VEGAS to 600-700.
Hey, Kevin Wall here for my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs now through December 7th? There are big changes coming in 2022, including to Medicare Advantage, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Even if you've already enrolled, you need to know about these big changes coming in 2022. If your doctor has moved, retired, or you just feel out of sync with your present doctor, there are several new medical groups that are serving Las Vegas. And for you veterans, there are plans specifically designed to complement the care you receive from the VA. You don't have to drop one or the other. Your service to our country has earned you both. You can even pre-schedule your October review of your Medicare coverage. Just call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. That's 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. One more time slowly, 702-410-8020. That's Blue Sky Insurance. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
New Mill Medical has been telling you about their services for a while now. Here is why. They are innovators. Anytime you have an original concept, you'll have somebody come along and try to make it their own. Unfortunately, it's just a cheap imitation. Not with New Mill Medical, because they are the company that got out in front of testosterone replacement and ED treatments. They are the ones leading the way of the nation for sexual health procedures, providing tens of thousands of men in the Las Vegas area for the past 6 years with the help they need. New Mill Medical's special care starts with the first visit, and they're going to be with you every step of the way. After the first visit, you'll be comfortable and relaxed in their hands, knowing they will be guiding you through whatever you need and any issue you have. Check out New Mail Medical by going to newmailmedical.com. That's N-U-M-A-L-E medical.com. Or call 702-919-0609. Don't go see a cheap imitation. Go to the originators. New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. 702-919-0609.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24-7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
As the Cardinals and the Dodgers battle in Los Angeles, it's interesting to note, and gentleman Jim Dallas came up with this number, which I find startling, it's the way the game is going, about the average batting average?
Yeah, the average batting average in Major League Baseball has dipped to .244. Now, that to me is very, very low. Back in the day, I considered .260 to be the average. So you can see how your favorite star is doing. If they're hitting .280, that's pretty solid. If they're hitting .226, not so good. But you're seeing more and more people in Major League Baseball with all the modern technology and launch angles and things like that, that apparently maybe the reason is they're swinging for the fences more.
Well, obviously, there are players who honestly believe that a 250 batting average, as long as you have 35 home runs, 40 home runs, drive